also think they got a good turnout for your...
Everything they need.
That must be them there, huh?
Yeah, it's just curious if they could, if that happens, what happens.
We would still move forward, yeah.
Oh, really? This is really hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they showed up at the very end of it.
Now, she can, we don't have any easels. Every time I bring them up, they disappear. So she can just put them on the chair and set them up. Do you know her?
Thank you.
Wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments
comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. And a member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation. This will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Any comment from the general public? And moving on to approval of the agenda for May 29th, 2024, and we'll combine or delete any items.
Motion for approval.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed, 5-0. And moving on to informational items, there are none tonight. And planning and zoning, item one. DC-24-0177-Holden Corporation LLC is unchanged to reclassify 10.37 acres of a 16.51 acre parcel from a CR commercial resort and H2 general highway frontage and an RS80 residential single family AD zones to a commercial general zone, generally located on the east side of the US 95 South, 670 feet south of Main Street within Searchlight. The description is on file for possible action to the BCC June 18th, 2024.
Locals, absolutely, as well as those passing through
through, so they're willing to work with you guys. If there's some other services or something you would like to see, if there's anything I can take back to the client, I'm willing to do so. I'll also stick around to show elevations and answer any questions. I thank staff for their recommendation of approval. I thank you all for your time and consideration, and I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
This is a public hearing, so is there anyone here that would like to speak on this item? Questions? Any other questions, sir? I'm just going to go to the public.
How many years are this going to take?
Yes, so after getting entitlements approved, we're looking to break ground about 12 months after. We still have to go through building, permitting, and all that good stuff. So hopefully to break ground in 12 months, operations hopefully within 24. It just kind of depends on county timeframes, but that's our goal.
I have a question. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Yes, my name is Lexa, L-E-X-A, green, like the color.
Hi, Lexa. You did a great job. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry if I'm asking a question that's already been asked. How many jobs will this provide in the construction phase, and then prediction down the path, how many jobs will this provide?
Yeah, so I don't have an answer for you, and I'll reach out to our client as far as how many jobs will be offered in the construction phase. But depending on seasons, we're looking at offering 30 to 50 jobs, just depending on demand and the time of year. Yes, thank you.
I have one more question.
Yeah.
Does the facility run on a septic system, or is it somehow tied into a sewer system?
Ooh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Board members? I don't know.
We don't know.
I can get that information. I can get your contact information and shoot that to you, but I'm sorry. I don't have that answer for you.
Thank you.
Lex, I know that the county is really discouraging septic tanks.
Not part of the discussion, but everything on the east side of 95 is sewer.
Okay.
On the west side of 95, that's all septic and not connected in generally. So I would imagine they would follow that same rule.
Thanks for educating me on that. I'm new to the area, so thank you.
Anything else from the public?
Lyndon, hold on. Agent for the other side. It's my understanding it's sewer. There's no septic that I've heard about for sure. So yeah.
Any other questions, please?
Yes. A little over a year ago, the county approved a zoning change in Calavera, Nevada, a truck stop down there that was associated with Lowe's.
Okay.
And that passed the planners on November 21st of 2023,
okay.
But however, it did not appear on a BCC meeting, Board of County Commissioners. So I'm not sure what the status of it is today, but I was wondering, that application was submitted by your firm,
mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if there's any. I mean, it's not unusual for there to be two truck stops in an area, but. Seems kind of unusual in our small area that we'd have an application at the county commission for two truck stops within 10 miles when we've had nothing for several years. And just from a planning point of view, the truck stop plan for Calavera, maybe it'll go through, I don't know, including charging stations for EVs. And I noticed that the planning for this particular truck stop has no charging for EVs. And I'm wondering if that's going to be corrected in time or what the deal is there.
Yes, so to your first point, and I'll get to the EVs. So to your first point, our firm did represent the Love's truck stop. And from what we've been represented by both them and now our current client on this one, there's a demand. I'm not sure what the status is. I would have to look into permitting to see what permits have been pulled and kind of get a timeline on when they plan to break down or if it's even going to move forward, right? From what we've gathered from our clients and representing both of them, there's a demand here. There's times where there's a huge backup at the current Terrible's to the point where people are leaving and not getting their services. So we're just kind of trying to come in and offer those services and then offer a variety, right? Different truck stops offer different things and different services. So that's what we're looking to propose with this one in particular. As far as the EV stations go, we aren't proposing those now. That is something that they're open to doing later down the line if there's a demand or a need for it. But as of now, with these county requirements, I don't believe it's required for this particular development because there isn't a waiver involved for that. But as of now, we aren't moving forward with EV stations.
Any other questions out there from the public? I'm going to open this up to the board now. Any questions from the board or comments? I just want to say that there is a huge demand for vehicle maintenance here in the area.
Okay.
Not just from the locals in Searchlight and Calabar, but the tourists as well. Tires and lube, that's always been a huge want here in the area. Just wanted to throw that out there. And also wanted to clarify for the record and the public, I only read into the record item number one. I'm going to go ahead and read item number two that is on the motion as well. So we can go ahead and do one vote. So the item number two, like the presenter mentioned, is UC-24-0178, Holden Corporation LLC, for the use permit for a truck stop and designer use for the following truck stop and vehicle maintenance and repair facility. Final grading plan for hillside development on 16.51 acres in a commercial general zone, generally located on the east side of US 95 South, 670 feet south of Main Street and Searchlight. And with that, I'll give the board one more opportunity to speak.
Just one question. As far as how did you set 30 to 50 additional new employees and then also during construction, has there been any discussion as far as housing or where those employees are coming from?
No, and these were questions and concerns raised at the town board meeting, not related to this project. I understand there is a demand for housing and there wouldn't necessarily be the manpower locally to fill these jobs or positions. So it's my understanding that they may bus people in to work these positions. I'm not sure exactly what that looks like, but at this time there's no housing portion or discussions related to this matter.
That would include any kind of employee lodging or anything of the sort?
No, no. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know if it's too early to ask this question, but I do know in that area there is an issue with trash kind of wind rolling right there and accumulating.
Okay.
Do you guys have a plan for like an enclosure for your trash, do you know? Or is that something maybe we could just bring back that we are?
No, I did see an enclosure on that.
Yes, so there are a couple trash enclosures. Sorry. Along, I guess this would be what the southeast-ish property line. So there will be trash enclosures here. I will take that back to our client and let them know that that is a concern and an issue in the area. So hopefully they can make additional efforts to kind of pick up, which I'm sure they do at their other locations. So, but there are two trash enclosures located on site.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Great question. And does anyone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to pass these two items.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And motion passed 4-0 for approval of the zone changes and the design reviews for the truck stop, vehicle maintenance, and repair facility. Final grading plan for the hillside development.
Great. Thank you so much. And that included the special use permits as well?
Yes.
Our special use
permits. Both items.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And sorry for jumping the gun on that one.
That's okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And moving on to general business. We have nothing and comments by the general public. A period of voted comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No discussion, action, and vote will be taken on the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please play your last name for the record. Any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentations will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Last chance to speak, guys.
Obviously, we saw on the flyers, just wanted to point out that the ribbon cutting, I think Lake County flyers, they're Saturday, June 8th at 10 a.m. If you haven't driven by, it looks phenomenal.
Very excited.
Very excited. That's why I'm like, let's
go. Can't wait to be in the park all summer. Alrighty, guys. And so our next meeting is June 12th, 2024. And I'd like to motion to adjourn. Do I have a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.